The word of God from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. These are your words, Holy Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Green, green grass. We're all longing for it after this seemingly endless winter. We want to look at green grass, smell green grass, walk on green grass. It's a wonderful and miraculous thing how those lawns seem dead and lifeless, but in the springtime come to life and turn green almost overnight. They grow and grow. And then we have to take care of them and mow them. And by midsummer, we're tired of green grass, and many people are tired of having to mow the lawn again and again and again. The grass is an image of us. Earlier in this chapter of Isaiah 40, Isaiah uses this image of grass to describe our human life. All flesh is grass. And all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. The green grass of summer will not last. It will fade again this fall. It will be dead and dormant over another winter. This is how Isaiah pictures us. We are grass that withers and fades. But he says, the word of the Lord endures forever. There is something that lasts. And God uses that everlasting word to feed and support his flock. Isaiah says, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. Think of all the places where God says he will guide us, he will feed us, he will lead us, he will keep us. In the Garden of Eden, God let Adam and Eve eat of the fruit of the trees. There was plenty for them, even abundance, more than they needed. In the wandering of the wilderness, when the people left Egypt, God sent manna from heaven for 40 years. For 40 years. They simply went out and picked up their food in the desert. He brought his people to a land flowing with milk and honey. God feeds his people. King David in Psalm 23 describes the Lord leading us to green pastures beside quiet and still waters. In Psalm 100, he calls us the sheep of his pasture. But think back to Adam and Eve. They tired of the food they had to eat every day. They wanted the forbidden fruit. In the wilderness, Israel got tired of manna and craved the food of slavery in Egypt. Even in the promised land, God's own people wanted to be like other nations and follow after other gods. God showed them their error and corrected them. But he continued to feed them with the good food, the good pasture, that restores our soul, that brings them to goodness and mercy all the days of our life. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. This chapter of Isaiah begins with the words, comfort. Yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. The food that restores our soul is the message of the cross, the truth that God has pardoned us from all our sins. The green grass that nourishes us is the gospel of forgiveness in Christ. It's the same green grass all the time, and sometimes we tire of it. We heard that yesterday. We heard it the day before. We heard it last week. But it's the nourishment that we need. And when we think about it, we love to hear that gospel. It's the nourishment that protects us from all our enemies. It's the nourishment that gives us strength when we are weary. That gospel comforts us and removes our fear, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. Shepherds have to be strong, able to lift lambs and sheep in their arms. A lamb can weigh 30 to 50 pounds. An adult sheep can weigh 100 to 200 pounds. You have to be strong to be a shepherd. And our good shepherd is strong to defeat all our enemies, sin, death, and Satan, to lift us up on his arms and carry us home on his shoulders. Right before our text, the verse right before our text says, "Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand. His arm shall rule for him." With his strong hand, Moses says, God led Israel out of Egypt. That same mighty arm stretches out to defeat the enemy and then gently picks up the little lambs. That same arm leads us to green pastures, quiet waters, and eternal springtime. There we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Please rise and turn to page 169, in the front of the hymn book. Page 169, we pray the prayer for Wednesday morning. Unto you, O Heavenly Father, I direct my first thoughts and lift up my heart in prayer, that I may live and walk in you alone. Be my fortress this day, as you have been my protection through this night, for which I thank you with my whole heart. Watch this day also over my soul and my members. May I also turn to you in true penitence. Cleanse me from all wickedness and uncleanness. May I walk in your fear, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. And trusting in his merit, I give myself to you altogether with all that you have bestowed upon me. Bless me in him with whatever pleases you. Grant me wisdom and strength to perform the duties of the calling in which you have placed me. May your holy angels accompany me and mine in all our ways, and help us to walk together in love in the narrow path which leads to your heaven. To this end, help us by your Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.